Computers store information and type it out at the push of a button. I'll be back in a moment with the amazing facts about a computer that forgot. Hello, this is Joe Cruz and the Amazing Facts broadcast, facts which affect you. Now, many of us are familiar with the seemingly endless sheaves of paper called computer printouts. They give us, in a matter of moments, detailed information about events and things that have been programmed into the computer in an earlier time. Page after page of facts and figures is tediously typed out by the machine, giving us a word picture of what it remembers about a particular item. But there's one computer that doesn't need programming. It automatically records all events that occur around it in the most minute detail, and it doesn't employ printouts to recall its information either, but instantly reproduces the items to be remembered in a full-color stereophonic sound motion picture. Its program is unlimited. It handles all type of information, stores it indefinitely, and never becomes overloaded. Quite a machine. Indeed, all this, and it only weighs about 3 pounds, and you carry one around with you all the time. It's the human brain, a marvelous computer that works wonders. And the procedure by which past information and events are reproduced in color and sound movies is called memory. Now, scientists tell us we never really forget anything, and that events we can't recall from the earliest of childhood are still recorded on our brains and affect our behavior today, with one notable exception. There is a memorial to the most significant events of human history that we all should remember. In fact, the God who created us specifically commanded us to remember this memorial, but almost the whole world has forgotten. I'm speaking of the Sabbath, God's great memorial of creation that the world at large has forgotten. Yet it's the only one of God's commandments that specifically says, remember. Most people can remember the ones that start, thou shalt not. But the world has forgotten the one that says, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. There are two main divisions among Christian people on the matter of which day is to be kept as a Sabbath or the Lord's day. Our desire as we turn to the Bible is to put man's opinions and suppositions aside and see what God has to say about this important matter. I say important because any subject on which God has expressed His will is important. In the book of Revelation, the Apostle John speaks of the Lord's Day. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's Day, Revelation 1:10. He doesn't say which day of the week it was. And the only way we can find out which day of the week he was speaking of is to compare that verse with other scriptures. God inspired the prophet Isaiah to write these words, "If thou turn away thy foot from the Sabbath, from doing thy pleasure on my holy day, and call the Sabbath a delight, the holy of the Lord honorable." Friends, notice something. God says the Sabbath is his holy day. The Sabbath, then, according to the Bible, is the Lord's day. In a special sense, it belongs to the Lord. In Mark 2:27-28, Jesus is speaking again, and he says, "The Sabbath was made for man." Now listen, God made man first, and then he made the Sabbath to be a blessing to man, a day of rest and spiritual communion. The Jews had made the Sabbath a burden. They had surrounded the Sabbath with scores of man-made regulations, even specifying just exactly how far a person could walk on the Sabbath day, and making it a legalistic bondage and a burden instead of a blessing and delight as God intended that it should be. Now, if Christ is Lord of the Sabbath, then it follows naturally that the Sabbath is a Lord's day. We find that there's a harmony all through the Scriptures. You notice it says the Sabbath was made for man in Mark 2:27. It didn't just happen to come into being, but it came as a result of thoughtful, careful planning. Now, if it was made, this question naturally follows. Who made it? As we find the answer to this question in the Bible, it will become even more clear that the Sabbath is indeed the Lord's day. Notice these words in Ephesians 3, verse 9. "And to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the world hath been hid in God, who created all things by Jesus Christ." All right, friends, let's be sure now that we have it. It's plain scripture, so clear that no one could misunderstand it. God created all things by Jesus Christ. The Sabbath was made. Christ made everything that was made. Therefore, God, through Jesus Christ, made the Sabbath. That's why the Bible speaks of the Sabbath as the Lord's Day. The Lord Jesus Christ made that day. In John 1:10, it speaks of Jesus again. It says that, quote, He was in the world, and the world was made by Him, and the world knew Him not. Now, you remember it says in the 14th verse, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. You know, I talk to folks who tell me that they've gone to church for years, and yet they come to me and say, we didn't know that Christ existed before He was born 19 centuries ago. Oh, friends, listen, Jesus was from eternity. You remember Jesus prayed to His Father as He finished His work here on this earth. He said, And now, O Father, glorify Thou me with Thine own self, with the glory which I had with Thee before the world was. John 17:5. You remember also that when God was planning the creation of man, He said, Let us make man in our image. Genesis 1:26. God wasn't alone, friend. God the Father, God the Son, together planned and carried out the creation of man, according to the Bible. And the Bible, of course, must be our guide. Again, in Hebrews 1:1-2, God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by His Son, whom He hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also He made the worlds. So, God, through Jesus Christ, made the worlds. He made this world, this earth, everything in it. And John 1:3 says, And without Him was not anything made that was made. Well, now, isn't that interesting? That in the light of all these Bible texts, we so seldom hear a sermon on Christ as the Creator. Let me tell you one reason for that, friends. When it becomes clear that Christ made the Sabbath in the beginning, before the entrance of sin, it forever settles the issue as to which day is the Lord's Day and the Bible Sabbath. The day that the Lord Jesus made, the day over which He claims the Lordship, is naturally and biblically His day. Now, the devil does not want this issue made clear. He wants to keep men in confusion. He wants to dishonor God's law, against which he has for centuries been in rebellion. Now, going back to the book of beginnings, the book of Genesis, we read, Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day God ended His work which He had made, and He rested on the seventh day from all His work which He had made. And God blessed... All right, friends, which day now is He going to bless? And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it He had rested from all His work which God created and made. Genesis 2:1-3. Now tell me, if God's plan was that we should choose any day that happened to be convenient and make that our Sabbath, why did God take one specific day and place His blessing upon it, making it a holy day? Is there any other day in all the Bible of which we're told that God blessed that day and made it holy for man to keep? I know of no other day that God has blessed with that threefold blessing of resting and blessing it and sanctifying it, or setting it apart even for a holy purpose. Remember now, this all took place before Adam's sin, while all things were yet perfect. The Sabbath was a part of God's perfect plan. And then notice, as we come to the book of Exodus, where the Ten Commandments are written out, it doesn't say to keep one day and seven at all, but it says remember. That's harking back to something they already knew about. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Exodus 20:8. God's command was not just to take a day and make it holy. As a matter of fact, we can't do that, because all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, Romans 3:23. Only God can make something holy. God made the day holy in the beginning. His command to us is to remember that and to keep it holy. In other words, you can't keep something holy that God didn't make holy in the beginning. If I were to give you my blue coat and say, now you take this coat and keep it white for me, I dare say that not one of you would be able to do that. You couldn't keep that coat white because it wasn't white to start with. No more can we keep holy a day which was not holy to begin with. You can only keep something the way it is when it begins. Now, God has given us 6 days to do all our work. But the seventh day is the Sabbath. Now, whose Sabbath does it say it is? Notice Exodus 20, verse 10. But the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. Now, friends, really, that should settle it for us, shouldn't it? There's the answer. Our question today isn't to know which day is the Sabbath of the Jews or the Baptists or the Adventists or the Roman Catholics or the Methodists, but the question that should arise in our hearts today is, which day is the Lord's Sabbath? Which day is the Lord's day? And here is the Bible answer. But the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. You know, the Bible says that one man esteems one day above another. Another man esteems every day alike. But here you find out which day God esteems above all others, the day that God made holy. And here we have the commandment of God that we should keep it every week as it rolls around, because that's going to remind us of the fact that God, through Jesus, created everything that's been made. And that, of course, is a great sign to the whole world. Every seventh-day Sabbath is a sign to the world that there's only one true God, and that's the one who has the power to create and call things into existence out of nothing. You know, sometimes I hear ministers talking about the Jewish Sabbath. Have you ever heard that, France? And, of course, they're referring to the day that we now call Saturday or the seventh day of the week. Now, it is true that the Jews kept it, and they still keep it to this very day. But, friends, that doesn't make it Jewish. God made the Sabbath 2,000 years before the first Jew was born. So surely we can't refer to the Lord's Sabbath as Jewish. Nowhere in the Bible do you have it referred to as this Jewish Sabbath or the Sabbath of the Jews. You do have the synagogue of the Jews and the Passover of the Jews, but never the Sabbath of the Jews. Now notice the reason God gave for keeping the Sabbath. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Exodus 20:11. God had a definite purpose in mind when he made the seventh day the Sabbath. It was ever to remind us that God created the world and all things therein. It was a sign of allegiance to the true God. It was a test of obedience and a proof of love. Well, let me invite you in our closing moment here today, friends, to listen again next time as we continue this special series that we'll have on the subject of the Sabbath. It'll probably be for at least 3 days. And don't forget to send for information folder G entitled, Don't Be Fooled. That is on the subject we've presented here today. And ask for folder G when you write. If you'd like to have today's message in printed form, just ask for broadcast number 471. And now, this is Joe Cruz saying goodbye for today.